Welcome to the Rob, Comrade, and Kale Show. Rob Sanders.
I don't care. I don't care. My jokes don't go over. I don't care.
Comrade Mike Dabreski.
No! I don't care. We hate you. I don't care.
And Kale Hall.
This is stupid. Making noises on the show. You're like a crazy person. Why do you do this to your father and I?
The Rob, Comrade, and KO podcast.
And welcome in to the latest edition of the Rob, Comrade, and KO podcast. My name is Rob Sanders. Got a lot to look forward to tonight. Big time show announcement coming up in just a moment that I haven't even shared with my two co-hosts yet. We're just going to surprise everybody tonight.
Oh, wow.
It's kind of sad. It's actually very sad when you really stop and think about it. But I do have a couple of co-hosts. We'll start with my friend and your friend. He's known by Carolina Jackpot. I call him Kale Hall. Kale, what's going on, brother?
What's up? My favorite night of the week, Wednesday night, on us once again. Ready to pick some games.
Yeah, looking forward to picking some games with you, Kale. We'll have a little fun with that in just a moment. All of our picks for the week. So we're looking forward to that. And the man who uses a computer for his pick straight from the Kremlin, he is the comrade, Mike Dabreski. Mike, good evening, sir.
It was good to be here. I can't possibly do worse than last week, going 1-7. So I feel good about that. Actually, I shouldn't even jinx now. I'll probably go 1-8 now. But anyway, I feel good. The Gamecocks are trying to win 3 in a row. I'm trying to remember the last. When's the last time, Kel?
2016.
3 in a row.
2016.
Yeah, so it's been a little while. It's been a little minute. So it's kind of embarrassing. Got to admit that there. But 3 in a row, which would be pretty unreal in an all-SEC schedule. This wasn't something that people were really counting on. They counted on the Vanderbilt win, but 3 in a row possible. I'm not going to jinx it. Possible 3 in a row this week. Looking forward to a night game in Death Valley. Finally, a night game in Death Valley. Been a long time since we had a night game in Death Valley.
Well, I tell you what. We've got a lot to get into this evening, and I want to this saddens me, comrade. Comrade, did you read your email with the script from Dennis Wilson?
I have not read it yet, no.
Well, tonight will be the last night that Dennis Wilson is a sponsor of the show. I wrote a special script for you, but I thought that since Dennis has been such a great sponsor of the show, I thought that I'm going to call Dennis up and have him join us right now. Is that all right with you, comrade, for the final Truth Serum segment?
That's fine. Will he be fully clothed or no?
No, I'm going to call him on the phone because he's out working right now.
Oh, I'm sure we're going to zoom him in.
Yeah, no, we're not going to zoom him in. We're just going to call him.
No Jeffrey Toobin stuff tonight now, fellas.
No. Okay. Hey, let's see if we can get Dennis on the phone here. There we go. Calling Dennis. All right, here we go. As we wait on Dennis Wilson, who sponsored the show 2 years ago. Dennis Wilson, hello.
Young man, how are you, sir?
Hey, man. It's Rob Sanders, of course, Rob Comrade and Kale Show. I have with me my my two co-hosts, the comrade, Mike Dabreski.
You mean the Rob
and,
Show.
Yeah,
the Rob
and
Show,
it's not the Rob
Show. Because
those
two clowns don't carry you. They don't carry
you. That hurts, Dennis Wilson.
And, of course, Carolina Jackpot, Kale Hall. Dennis, I wanted to bring you on the show tonight. Because, you know, this is the last night that you sponsor the show. Your contract ends today. And, you know, we may have you back on in the future. But I've got a special message that we put together for the comrade. I wanted him to read it to you live. Is that okay with you?
Man, I'd love to hear this.
All right. Well, comrade, you have a special script this evening. Comrade.
I have not read it yet. So
yeah, he has not read it yet. He has no clue what it is. No clue what it is.
Let me see this. I gotta, you know, this takes some skill to read something.
Well, but
you
need to make sure that you put your heart into this because Dennis took care of our show for two seasons.
Damn truth.
Yeah, tell the truth. And please, comrade, read away.
We should have some music in the background, like some piano music. But anyway, it sucks to be a Gamecock. I am saddened that tonight is the end of the Truth Serum segment from Dennis Wilson and D&C Trucking and Transport. I have learned lots of things since we started doing this, including the following. Clemson won a national title before South Carolina won a bowl game. DeAndre McDaniel is a better boyfriend than Will Muschamp is a head coach. Betty Wilson despises me, and when little Dennis smells like country ham. Dennis Wilson has a luscious ass. My most prized possession is my own autographed frame copy of those beautiful Wilson cheeks. I am sad this is over. For the last time, it sucks to be a Gamecock. Go Tigers.
There you go, Dennis. A very special message for you tonight. As we want to have you back on eventually, but hey, I understand things happen. Not a big deal. But it's been great having you as a sponsor. I wanted to have you on the last time, man.
Rob, I just want to tell you, thank y'all so much. But after hearing that, there's no way I can go another year without hearing more of that. The check's in the mail. We're going to continue this. I want Kale. I want that human circumcision. I want the comrade to continue doing what he's doing, emphasizing on how Clemson won a national championship before they ever won a bowl game. How Dabo is upstate Jesus and they have Lucifer themselves, and I want another year.
Looks like we've convinced him to come back for another year, gentlemen. Sucks to be you two. Sorry about that.
I may block his number from my text. He texted me. I may block it. But anyway, it's fine.
Tell Dennis thank you. Tell him thank
Dennis,
you, gentlemen.
Thank you for your sponsorship, for your company that you run. What I like about Dennis is this. Yeah. Here's like this. If he has a bad week picking, he never blames his booming business. He never blames it.
No.
You know, he can, you know?
No, but I will blame that human circumcision, Carolina Jackpot, because I have cheated and watched some of his videos, and he led me astray.
It might be because his business isn't booming.
Oh!
He's barely getting by.
Well, but all three of us, thank you, sir. And, you know, we look forward to seeing you at the live show in December that we're working on. But I honestly had no clue this was happening. He just decided point blank he was going to do it.
In the comments, Anthony Keith Harrelson, why do I feel like that was planned? Anthony Keith Harrelson, I'm ashamed that you would even insinuate that we don't plan anything in this show.
Did you have any clue
this
that was going to happen
live,
there?
Baby.
That's hilarious.
Nothing's orchestrated here.
Nothing's orchestrated.
I did not read my email, so I tend not to. I actually like it better. I used to always read the scripts first, and then, you know, a couple of times, you know, I had things going on. I couldn't get to the show quite on time, so I would kind of read it for the first time on the show, and I found that funnier because a lot of times I start reading and start laughing because I was unprepared, so that's what I do from now on. So I did not get the chance to read that email until I read it just now. So
nope, nobody had any clue that this was going to happen. Dennis just surprised us with this on the show. And that's our thing here. The major announcement was going to be that Dennis was going away, and Dennis just said, nah, he hasn't had enough yet.
Back.
No. Once y'all brought that human foreskin in, Kale, I got to continue, man. I want him on the truth segment as well. Him and Comrade, they can, you know, Sunday and Wednesday, they can split it up. I want this.
Two boys, one cup. That's what we may end up with.
Oh, man. Jeff Carter says,
thank you, guys.
Really entertaining.
Thanks, Dennis. Appreciate you, buddy. All right, man. Thanks a lot, buddy. Dennis Wilson doing another year with us. Look at that. More of the Comrade and Kale just having wonderful Clemson facts.
I got to find out, Jeff, what's up with your lights? You have no lights or something?
We have to entertain Jess Carter tonight, who is a friend of the show. She is sitting in the dark because apparently they don't have any power in Irmo, I guess, where she lives. So, yeah.
What happened to power?
By the way, who was it? There's somebody up here that said SEC Dog's been looking for me. If you go to robincomrade.com, you can see we do a show every Wednesday and Sunday night. He's the one that's
not
here.
Looking.
He's not looking for
anything. He's looking for you
here.
Like OJ looking for the real killers.
I hope he shows up. I hope he shows up before the Clemson game next year when we stomp them at in Charlotte. That's going to be just outstanding. Then we can laugh at him and those bull puppies as they get kicked in the face. Anyway, that's great.
Where do you live, Jess? Where do you live, Jess?
Stetson Bennett's going to light you up, but
no, not next year. So anyway.
SEC dog looking for you. My ass is looking for you.
He's not looking for me.
You're not hard to find.
He's not looking for me.
He's here every week
until Georgia got killed, and suddenly now I'm looking for you. I'm just not going to go to your actual podcast.
He's not looking for me. He's over there watching somebody pick the theme song from Deliverance. He's not looking for me. No Georgia fan. Georgia's on a bye week this week. They get to cry for a long time. So yeah. Anyway.
Destroy and SEC dog. Yeah. Oh yeah. It's A&M. Suddenly he doesn't like the podcast anymore.
Yeah, because they don't like it anymore.
I have respect for Hunter Slay. I'm gonna tell you right now, Hunter Slay came in here weeks and weeks ago. He ran his mouth on his balls, which is fine. You're supposed to run your mouth on your team. And when his balls got punched in the mouth, he comes right back every week for every show, and they keep getting punched in the mouth, and they're gonna get punched in the mouth again, and he still shows up. So that's kind of he's my spirit animal. That's what I do. Because trust me, since we started this podcast, the Gamecock football program has been slightly ass.
You've been a shitter. That's what you've been.
I'm sorry. I'm wondering if the podcast is what made them. Like, I'm wondering if it's bad luck. And so I have to show up twice a week and basically get made fun of because my Gamecock football team is horrible.
So I
respect Hunter Slay for showing up. People like Destroy,
SEC Dog's here. He's commented. He says, respect lost for Carolina Jackpot. Talk all y'all want. Here's a thought. Put a football team on the field that's worth a shit before you come running your mouth in here. Try that. Oh, and by the way, you won your last national title in 1980. Since then, Clemson's won 3. Clemson's a better program. You weren't here for that Saturday night.
What the hell did I do to him?
No. It's you're associated with me. He can't deal with someone whose IQ is 70 points higher than his is.
Damn team to win last week. What the fuck?
Yep.
SEC dog, though. But keep in mind that I have picked your team to win the East, though. I've been behind Georgia. I hate him, but I picked them to win the East.
Suck up there, comrade. You're over there with that Geraldo Rivera fake ass haircut going on. Suck on up over there to the Georgia fans.
It's looking pretty rough, but I think I'm gonna go to a barbershop next week because I have to go back to my real job here soon.
You gotta cut that shit with a weed eater. In the past 40 years, Clemson has 3 national titles. Georgia has 1. Sucks to be you. Sit back there and dream about, hey, maybe we'll get another shot at Alabama. This time it'll be in the state of Georgia, and then they'll beat you senseless again in your home state.
Hunter Slay right there, the Red Sox tattoo, Hunter.
Imagine that. Anyway. Yeah, so there you go with that. Georgia fans running their mouth and ended up looking stupid. And by the way, we're what, 9 months away from when Clemson plays Georgia in Charlotte? Clemson wins that game too. Write that down. Okay, you're not playing South Carolina. Oh, you lose to South Carolina too. I can't use them. How about Vanderbilt? You're not playing Vanderbilt, Ole Piss, all those other teams. You're going to score off with a real team, and they're going to slap you stupid. So there you go with that.
Your time, I thought you picked a national title game. Like, what are you talking about? Clemson versus Georgia in Charlotte. I forgot they play. I'm all messed up.
They open the season in Charlotte. That's how it works.
I just wasn't. 2020's been a hot mess, man. I can't. My seasons are all screwed up. I'm going to watch the Masters next month.
You need to go with the Cale Hall look. Cale, tell us how you keep your head so shiny. That would help the comrade.
I don't know. It's something natural. It might be soul glow.
Well, normally...
The SEC dog is mad because the title of the last video was laughing at stupid GTA fans. The last live show. That's what you thought. I don't title those.
What did you want to say? Georgia was close. Georgia was close against Alabama. Is that what you needed? Did we need it to sit there and tussle your little Georgia Bulldog head? I'm going to keep laughing at UGA because you're not worth a shit. You're the biggest fraud in the SEC. You don't win shit.
They're only lose one more game this year, and that's it.
Yeah. Your whole team is shit.
They'll lose the SEC title game probably.
I'll be considerate of you Georgia Bulldog fans. I'll just start putting stuff in there when we want to talk about Georgia. We'll just call it positive Georgia talk. Except we'll talk about the baseball program because they're more viable than your football team. The hell out of here with all that. Noah Sheldon says, fire Kirby Smart.
Wow.
He's 47 and 13 in his last 60, but fire him. Okay. IMK says he heard you on the Mazodcast there, Kale.
Oh, there we go. Don't belong to the SEC.
Did you see that? IMK heard you on the Mazodcast?
Nope.
Yeah. Do you remember what you said on the Mazodcast? Bye bye, bye bye, Georgia SEC dog. Go get your tickets to the Birmingham Bowl and shut your hole.
I don't get the Luke Fickle love. I don't know. Hmm. Everyone loves Luke Fickle.
All right, well, let's pick games. Kale, you ready to pick games? The Callaway's Bowl Pick'em Challenge, brought to you by Callaway's Bar and Grill out in West Columbia, Highway 1 diagonal from the Walmart.
This is a controversial slate of games because we had to go back and forth, and there's some controversy over what games to include. So I'm not sure if Rob looked at this yet, but, you know.
Yeah, just I'm looking at it right now. So. Leading the way after week six, Jeremy McClure with 30. Dennis Wilson's show sponsor is at 28, along with Ben Simmons. The Comrade and I are right on their heels at 27. Nathan Medlin's at 26. Jackpot Junior's at 22, Carolina Jackpot's at 20. But let's go ahead and we'll share our screen here, and we will give
the
you
the big week. The Big Ten comes back, and listen, and you know, obviously I'm mocked the Big Ten, but here's the deal: you cannot be a Clemson fan who plays in the ACC and mock the Big Ten. Personally, I like the Big Ten. I mean, they've got their issues, but I like Big Ten football. I mean, I like SC football better, but I like Big Ten football. I think it's entertaining. I'd much rather watch a Big Ten football game than an ACC football game any day of the week. And so I'm looking forward to Big Ten being back. I'm looking forward. We got a couple of games on our slate from the Big Ten. I'm looking forward to checking out how their teams look this year. So count me excited.
All right. Well, we'll call you excited. Oh, by the way, we forgot, man. Oh, here we go.
What's going on, motherfuckers?
Virtual Kale joins us. I forgot about Virtual Kale. He's doing well.
Virtual Kale.
Virtual Kale's great. Comrade, how were your picks last week, man? Tell us how you did, because, you know, your computer's outstanding.
Not good.
What'd you say?
Not good. It is outstanding. Once again, look at the standings again. I'm at 59% for the season.
Yeah, but
that's too shabby.
What was your number?
My bad week, and you still haven't passed me.
I'm just asking what your numbers were, Comrade. What were your numbers?
I told you last week we did the picks. I did not feel good about the games.
Yeah, but
I felt bad about the
what did you? I forgot. What did you do? What was your numbers?
1-7.
I just wanted to remind people of that.
I warned everybody in the podcast last week that this was a week not to really listen to me because I didn't feel good. This week I feel a little bit better. I'm still not where I was 2 weeks ago, though. Our slate of games, you know, for those who think I handpicked the games, I really don't, but I feel a little bit better. This will be a 4-4 week. Maybe 5-3.
Well, let's get the picks out of the way here. Kale, we're going to let you pick first tonight since you are – do you want to – you know what, Kale, you get the choice since you're behind. Do you want to pick first, middle, or last? Which way you want to go?
I'll go first. Why not?
All right. Nebraska at Ohio State as we have our first set of Big Ten games. Ohio State's a 23.5-point favorite. Kale, which way are you going?
Nothing could come out. You could see come out a little bit slow. Nebraska was really disappointing last year. I think everybody thought they were going to be a lot better than what they were. 23.5, kind of a weird number to me. Uh, hard to not back Ohio State, though. They are playing at home, but it doesn't matter. There's not. I think the Big Ten is what are they doing? The only people that are going to be there are parents. I think
basically, yeah.
Attendance policy.
Yeah, basically.
I don't really know what Nebraska's got coming back, to be honest with you. Another quarterback. Give me the Cornhuskers. Try to keep this one under that. I'll probably lose by about 3 touchdowns. Or probably lose by about 5. Fuck me. But let me take Nebraska there.
All right, comrade.
Nebraska's been doing well this year.
Yeah.
All right, so the spread's 23.5. The open is 23.5. It's actually 26 right now. Everybody and their mother is running to put money in Ohio State, which means Vegas needs the Cornhuskers. Needs the Cornhuskers. Now, I'll tell you a little story real quickly. When Comrade was a young boy living in upstate New York, you know, college football wasn't that really big. Syracuse was up there. Not a really exactly great football power. And so the Comrade enjoyed watching Nebraska football as a kid. I used to like the Cornhuskers. Tommy Frazier, Turner Gill, Mike Rozier. I used to like them. So deep down, I got a little Nebraska love for me. And Vegas needs the Cornhuskers, so Comrade needs the Cornhuskers. And the computer says 41-24 Ohio State. That's 17 points right there. Okay, 17 points. Give me the Cornhuskers plus 23.5.
I think Ohio State's going to play with a big chip on their shoulder, and I think they're going to blow them out. Nebraska is terrible. I mean, just from what they've got coming back, I think Nebraska is going to get run. So I'm going to go with jackpot and take Ohio State minus 23.5. Up next, Michigan is at Minnesota.
Nebraska,
you took Nebraska? Well, I'm taking Ohio State. So I'm going to go against the grain from you two then. Michigan's at Minnesota. Minnesota is a 1.5-point favorite. It's already getting cold up there. The daytime high, I heard, is like 30 degrees. So, yeah, what a mess. Kale, which way are you going?
Minnesota is a 1.5-point favorite.
Yes, sir.
Well, now, Michigan was favored in this game.
Now they are, Kale. It opened the Minnesota favorite. Now Michigan's a 3-point favorite. So,
yeah, I'm on Michigan. It was a big deal that the wide receiver for Minnesota opted back in, Bateman, I think.
Yeah.
His name, home game for Minnesota. I'm winning with the Golden Gophers here. Michigan's a fucking – they're a fraud. They are. They can't ever win the big one. They can't be – I saw one of their fans commented on something about – we don't lose these type of games. What is these type of games?
That is kind of true, though.
You think that you that's bullshit. So I'm back in the Golden Gophers on this one.
Comrade, which way are you going?
So weird game. Like the basic gambling 101 tells you to take Minnesota because the fact is Vegas needs Minnesota right now, and the line jumping that much. Part of it is the fact that Big Ten hasn't played yet. And I think it's a little bit sketchy in terms of what, you know, the lines coming out there, too. And so, you know, I've been back and forth in this game. I don't feel good at all about this game. But with the Michigan fan, I want to – that guy who said that to you, Kale, he has a point. Michigan doesn't really lose these games. They lose to Ohio State, like, out every damn year. But they don't tend to lose these games here. And so my computer has Michigan winning by 6. And so I'm gonna stay with my computer. 27-21, even though it's telling me that Vegas, it's a weird line, but I'm going to go Michigan and pray that I get lucky, but I don't feel good. Don't go to the window and bet this one, folks, because I feel like
who's Michigan's quarterback even? Do we even know?
What's it?
It's not Patterson. It's somebody else.
No, it's not. Yeah, so I don't know. But
I don't know.
I think they'll get it done. I'm looking forward to watching this game, though. Pretty good game. I'm looking forward to watching it for sure.
I think Minnesota's going to win and cover the spread. I think they'll win 35-28. I think that's what the final's going to be. So give me Minnesota to win and cover the spread there. Up next, Alabama plays at Tennessee. Alabama comes in after they embarrassed that supposed world-class Georgia defense that everybody and their brother was telling us is the absolute best ever. I mean, they got beat by a team that has a COVID-infested head coach on the sidelines that magically healed himself. Yeah, that's what Alabama has. They go on the road to play at Tennessee. Alabama's a 20-point favorite. Which way are you leaning there, Cale?
There's no way that I can back Tennessee in this spot. I mean, I know, the Alabama defense is a little bit suspect, but Tennessee don't have the weapons to take advantage of it. I mean, they've got all kind of problems with the quarterback position. They don't know who's going to start a quarterback. And, I mean, if they don't start Guantanamo Bay, they're going to be pushing somebody out there who's never started a game before. And, I mean, starting against Alabama, really? Are you kidding me? That's not a good situation. You know, Jeremy Pruitt fired his fucking defensive line coach during the damn game on Saturday. He fired him during the fucking game. And then, from also what I heard there, what's the linebacker's name that got the pick six in Gamecocks?
Yeah.
Henry Toto put up a picture of Harrison Bailey up on his Instagram. And just that, I mean, that there, you know, they don't have any. That's not a good. That's not have good locker room situation there to me. And it seems like that's been a problem at Tennessee now that's transcended a couple of coaches. Mm-hmm. So there's just no way that I can take them. I think they get run out of the building pretty early, and I take Alabama.
Well, they're waiting on John Gruden, right? Right, that's what they're waiting on.
You might even have one of the defensive backs might go to the end zone and give everybody the fingers again. This is what kind of game I think they're at.
Comrade, what's your pick?
How the hell we lost to them, I don't know. But
yeah.
Whatever.
So the opening line's 20. Okay, it's at 21.5 now in real life, which would kind of scare me because I could see Tennessee getting a little backdoor cover and losing by 21. The fact that it's at 20, though, makes it really a no-brainer. I mean, I can lose this game, but if I lose this game, then I feel good about it because I think I don't see how you could take Tennessee in this spot, which kind of scares me in a way too. But I think Bama rolls. The computer says 43-21. So 43-21. That sounds about right. I'm thinking Bama to cover the 20-point spread.
Yeah, I'm not.
Y'all have seen how bad their offense is and how prone they are to turnovers the past couple weeks. Do you think Alabama can get the ball off of them like Georgia and Kentucky did?
I don't know.
I do.
Find out, but I'm not betting on Tennessee after they – I talked them up last week, and they're like – you know, they let – what is it, a 36-year, you know, winning streak just get snapped with Kentucky with winning up there and at UT Stadium or whatever the hell they call it. So give me Alabama to beat them senseless. Up next, this is the Cale Hall special, Middle Tennessee State at Rice. I'm willing to venture that a lot of people don't know where Middle Tennessee State is, but that's okay.
Middle Tennessee.
It's in Middle
Tennessee.
You don't even know where Elgin is, comrade.
Tennessee.
Anyway,
they're coached by former Tater assistant Rick.
I don't know where Gaston is in South Carolina, let alone.
You don't know where Elgin is, and you can hit that from your house with a rock. Anyway,
I know where Elgin is. I know where Elgin is.
No, you don't.
I'm not that bad.
Anyway, so the Cale, this is your special. Which way are you rolling, man?
Okay. Well, to pick this one, I had to look at my stats this year on Middle Tennessee, and then since Rice hasn't played a game, I had to go whip out the trusty Phil Steele magazine, and I didn't know that Rice is returning 17 starters. That's pretty strong. Mm-hmm. And the team, they started 0-9 last year, but they won their last three games, so they got some momentum coming into this season. They got a couple of guys at linebacker that are first team all conference USA selections. Looking at that, and Middle Tennessee is they're not very good. They're a one man show. Their quarterback, Asher O'Hara, is his name. I mean, he's really been doing it all, leading them in rushing, leading them in passing, of course. Thrown a lot of interceptions. Got blown out a couple of times. I don't think they're very good. I think Rice, oh, yeah, and Rice also had 9 spring practices. Learned that from Phil Steele Magazine as well. So I'm going with the public on this one, and I am going to back the Rice Owls to take care of business, cover the spread against Middle Tennessee, and win this one.
Comrade, which way you going?
Okay, I'm 0-2 in the Cale Hall Specialist here. 0-2 both times. I've gone opposite of Cale, and I've lost both things. So I told myself that from now on, Cale will pick first, and I'm going to copy what he says. But I was worried because I ran some numbers myself, and my numbers have Rice up 29-24 to win this game, and I was really worried that Cale was going to go Middle Tennessee State, and I'd be in a pickle, as they say. And I'm thankful that Cale has also seen that Rice is the better team. And so I feel good about this now. I feel I'm going to win this game. So I know I've got one. So I've got one. And I know that I feel good about the Bama games. I know I've got two. So I'm not going 1-7 this week. I'll go 2-6 is the worst. I win the Bama game in this game right here. I'm taking Rice.
I'm going with the Owls as well, and Cale pretty much laid out the same argument that I was going to lay out here. So, yeah, give me the Owls -2. Up next, we've got NC State at North Carolina. NC State is a quiet 4-1. North Carolina, of course, coming off an embarrassing loss to Florida State. And Cale, North Carolina is an 18-point favorite. Which way are you going, Cale?
This rivalry game, so I will go with the underdog NC State to cover. They kind of got embarrassed by North Carolina last year, so I think they'll be looking to avenge that. I wouldn't necessarily say that UNC got exposed last week, and they really be honest with you, they should have won that game. They should have come back and won that game. There were a lot of I saw about 4 or 5 really bad drops by Sam Howell's receivers, and he still put up like 500 and something yards of total offense against Florida State. I still think they're really high powered. There's made some mistakes in that one. I think they come back and get the win here over North Carolina State, but I think North Carolina State keeps it under the number, under the 18-point number. It's just a weird number to me.
Comrade, which way you going, man?
Okay, I told you back in August that the Tar Heels were frauds, and it's playing out that way. And the computer backs me on this. It has them winning, but only by a score of 35-24. The spread, I think, is really – it's 14 now, I think, by this point. So the 18 number, get a little extra 4 points on that for the opening line. I'm going to take NC. I don't feel great about this game because I think NC State's a shit show too. But 18 points, a lot of points. I think maybe NC State gets a little backdoor cover, maybe a little late touchdown late in the game when no one's watching but gambling degenerates like myself. I'm going to take NC State to cover the 18-point spread.
The only team they played that was any good was Virginia Tech, and they beat the shit out of them, and that was with like 30 of their players out.
Right. Well, here's – and I don't know if you gentlemen knew this or not, but the easy pick here is North Carolina. Devin Leary, the starting quarterback for NC State that led them to the wins that they have this season, is going to miss the next 4 to 8 weeks with a broken fibula. So they're starting a guy who hasn't started. So this guy, Leary, is – what's that?
It could be a legend, though. You never know. He could step up and, you know.
Okay. Well, I'm going with the guy. I'm going to go with North Carolina here.
I could see that causing you some issues if you were going up against, a Georgia defense or something really solid. But, I mean,
Georgia
like
defense.
UNC. UNC's defense is not like pants shitting scary or something, intimidating.
Right.
Young quarterback. So I mean, it could be a good thing for him. He could have a field day.
I'm taking North Carolina. I don't like the idea of a different starter going
there. Mac Browns. Do we love Mac Browns?
Why would you? All right, tell us why you don't like Mac Browns, sir.
You tell love us, Tar Heel Blue.
Tell us. That's nothing Brown, to do.
You're a closet Tar Heel basketball fan.
Matt Pruitt.
Yeah.
You're a closet Tar Heel basketball
fan. Tell us why you don't like Mac Brown. Because he has more class than your coach? He's not a shithead?
I'm just saying. I have nothing against Mac Brown, but I'm just saying.
Yeah, well.
You love
I like Mac Tybill Brown.
Tater,
he's a hell of a coach.
Tybill Tater, deep down, they got a Tar Heel heart. Love that basketball program.
You know, I know I despise that basketball program. Cincinnati at SMU. Okay, well, I'm not that way. Cincinnati at SMU. God damn it, comrade. Can we go to the next pick? Can you shut up so we can go to the next pick?
Game of the week. This is the game of the week, by the way. Best game of the week right here.
Cincinnati is at SMU. Cincinnati is a 1-point favorite. Jackpot, which way are you going?
You know, Cincinnati's got a good defense. SMU, good team offensively. It seems like Cincinnati hasn't played in forever. I know last week's game was postponed. They were playing Tulsa, going to play Tulsa, and I was interested to see that one. It's hard to not back them here on the road. It's a road game, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to take Cincinnati and Luke Fickell to cover against SMU.
All right. Comrade, which way are you going, man?
Listen, this is a close game. My computer has SMU by one. But here's the thing. I'm back and forth. I like Cincinnati a lot. I like them a lot. But here's the thing. 2020 has been the year of Chad Morris. And I don't mean that in a good way. Any team that Chad Morris has once coached that he left has gotten a lot better. Arkansas looks like a damn power in the West because he's gone. Okay, Auburn is a shit show since he's there. SMU hasn't lost a game this year, and they were somewhere that Chad Morris was. So I'm going to keep the trend going. I'm going to ride the Chad Morris free bus, okay? You're free of Chad Morris. Your team probably going to win. I'm taking SMU. And plus, I like the fact that Cincinnati hasn't played in a while, too. We're still trying to figure out if that's a good thing or a bad thing. We'll find that, you know, if you miss many weeks and how that works. But I'm going to take SMU to get the win.
It's weird. It's weird that the way that works, though. These teams that haven't played at all, like, who was it? Houston a couple weeks ago.
Right.
They hadn't played at all in Tulane, I think it was, and played like four or five games, and they came out there and put up almost damn 50 points on them. It's crazy the way that works.
I'm with Kale. Cincinnati hasn't played much. I don't know how much tackling that they're able to get in, and I with the spread that close, I'll take the team that has been out there and is actually playing. So give me SMU to take the win there outright. Yes, son. Anyway, next matchup, Syracuse at Clemson, and this pick was put on here against my will. I did not want this game on here. Just
we're
because
back and forth this game. we were in our text exchange in the last on Sunday. We decided not to have the Syracuse game and Clemson game for the first time in contest history. Not have the Clemson game in the on the slate. But listen, over the week, Cal and I listened to Dabo's Sweeney's press conferences and how worried he is about Syracuse. And we're like, listen, this sounds like it's a big game for Clemson, the way Dabo was talking. And I think that it's worth to be on here. Plus, the other thing, too, that happened, the Illinois-Wisconsin game, the battle of the little brown jug, we were going to have that game. And then Cale caught the fact they play on Friday. And we don't like having games that are on Friday or Thursday in the contest because people have lives in this contest and they're used to picking games for Saturday afternoon and not everyone remembers to get their picks in time for the Thursday or Friday game. We try to avoid those early games. So that dropped that game out. We moved Clemson up and that's why it's on there. Broccoli asked a question too on there. That's why it is. Really says Dabo Sweeney. Dabo thinks Syracuse is for real. If Dabo says they're for real, then we believe him. Because Dabo would never lie. He would never
I'm just
be genuine.
Term.
Thank you, Virtual Kale. Kale, what's your pick on this, man?
What is the line?
45. Too damn much. 45.
You sorry motherfucker!
I'm probably going to regret it, but... Syracuse looked like shit last week. They lose at home to a Sunday school. That's not even a Power Five. And, that's embarrassing enough. They played like shit this year, but for some reason, I can't think that they're that damn bad. And I think if they may put up some kind of fight, 45 points is a lot. I mean, I could see Clemson winning like 41 to nothing, or 42 to nothing, or 42 to 7. You need to make up some ground. Give me the orange, man. Go.
Kale's going with the orange. Comrade, which way are you going? Remember, comrade, the Clemson football team was your only correct pick last week.
That was true.
So,
and listen, I've picked, I think I've got every Clemson game right this year, I believe. I have to go back and look now. they didn't cover 1 week. So I've been taking Clemson every week, and just because their point spreads have been ridiculous for the most part. And I have no clue. I mean, this line is so big that it's really not about who's better. We know who's better. It's about kind of how you manage the game in the third and fourth quarter. It's about, just in terms of if Clemson wants to cover the spread, they can cover the spread. Okay? And so I don't know. And so when this happens, here's what I do. Okay? I try to find a victory somewhere in this game. And so I'm going to take Clemson to cover. And if they cover, I get a victory out of it. If they don't cover, I can laugh at freaking Rob for not covering against a team who couldn't beat Liberty.
There's no way. There's no way you can lose.
Yeah, so either way, I win in a way. And so if I take Syracuse, then I put myself in a corner that, I can look like a fool. And listen, those of you who don't know, I've kind of got some love for Syracuse. I'm from the Syracuse area. My father, a Syracuse grad and alum. I got cousins and aunts who all went to Syracuse. And some people think I love Syracuse. I don't really love Syracuse. I pull for them. But understand, my family likes to give me hell about the Gamecocks, and because they're Syracuse fans. So trust me, I was texting them last week when they lost to Liberty laughing at their ass. Okay?
Yeah.
So I have already told them to do me a favor and beat Clemson, which is not likely. But when they beat Clemson a few years ago, though, I was definitely happy for them. And I thanked them all. I actually bought them all a drink when I went back to New York to thank them for taking out Syracuse, taking out Clemson. So, I'm going to take Clemson, though. I'll take Clemson to cover.
Well, I mean, is this your Syracuse team? Is it really that much worse than the team that beat Clemson?
Well, this team's pretty bad.
They were 4-8. Now, I mean, I know they beat. I mean, Kelly Bryant was the quarterback then.
Yeah, and he's playing injured too. He's been playing.
Trevor Lawrence is not going to lose to Syracuse.
But the problem with the Syracuse team is one, they're bad, but two, they have a bunch of guys who opted out.
Both are running backs, and
Syracuse just doesn't have it's not a program that doesn't have a lot of depth. I mean, Syracuse they caught Clemson a few years ago because they were healthy and their starters were good enough to have a game where if Clemson wasn't quite all there, and Clemson played that game like they were half asleep, let's be honest, and Syracuse played well. That's what happens. This Syracuse team doesn't have enough people. They're just very outmanned. And they'll probably play well. I wouldn't be shocked if Syracuse plays well in the first half, because they're trying, after what happened last week. And Syracuse will be up for this game, too, because it's Clemson, one of their big games they circle. And they got to feel like they have some confidence, too, because they know guys. I'm sure there's guys in that team still who were there when they beat Clemson before. And so they know it can be done. So they'll have a little confidence, maybe.
They must be the next year also.
Yeah, exactly. It should be. That game was a bunch of crap. That guy downfield, the lineman that went downfield, that called that back, that was a little key to the game. It should have been, actually. So, you know.
This is the Syracuse Super Bowl.
Yeah, so I mean, I think Syracuse will hang in there for a little bit. I wouldn't, you know what? A good bet in this game, if you can find it, is a first half line. Maybe take Syracuse to cover the first half. It's probably about 23.5 first half. That might be a good little bet, but I think at the end, Syracuse is going to run out of guys and out of athletes, out of just hope and get pounded. So,
Mike, do you think Dino has perhaps fallen out of favor in Syracuse?
There are people who want to fire. Yeah, I actually read an article today. Actually, I'll share the article later on there in a little text thread. So I read all the papers up in Rochester, where I'm from, and they cover Syracuse. And there are people who want him fired, but they're not going to fire him just because, one, they're kind of going to give him a pass.
He's a victim of his own success.
Yeah. I mean, basically, they're going to give him a pass for the fact that his guys opted out in this crazy 2020 year, which would make sense. I don't think you can really judge him based on this year when you have guys opt out for COVID and your team is not built to have a lot of depth. So he's not going to get fired. That'd be a little pass. But there are little grumblings about, you know, how good he is. But I don't see him getting fired. Syracuse is insane. I'm not sure what his buyout is. But Syracuse doesn't have the money to be spending on football. My dad's a Syracuse alum, and he's just so disgusted with Syracuse football that he doesn't know why they have a program. He's like, you know what? Screw football. My dad's really angry they're not in the Big East in basketball anymore. And they're not in the Big East anymore because of football, okay? That's why. And so my dad's like, just screw it. Drop the football program. Go back to the Big East and play basketball. And screw football. That's my dad's solution.
All right. I'm taking Clemson to cover because Syracuse has a lot of injuries. And they just look like they're just beat. If you watched any of the Syracuse Liberty game last week, Liberty was clowning them. Jerry Falwell was laughing from the grave at Syracuse. So with that, give me Clemson to cover. High noon game in Death Valley. It won't even be close.
They're probably getting Baton Rouge.
What's that? Mike, we've already been through this. I'm not doing this with you tonight. If you're so stupid that you think that you can counteract what LSU fans say, I won't go back and forth with you. If you think that Death Valley is at LSU, you're dumber than fuck, and I don't have to go there with you. You're just dumb.
I'm just clarification.
You know absolutely nothing about the game of Hutt. Please be quiet. South Carolina plays at LSU. Kale, South Carolina is a 7-point underdog. Which way are you rolling?
You know, it's just like looking at this line. I think it's went down to 6.5 right now.
Right.
And it's almost just like they're begging you to take South Carolina here. They're going to start a freshman quarterback also. Okay. They'll be starting a true freshman there. This running kid, he's got whatever significant lower body injury, whatever that means.
Scratched vagina.
Yeah. They have a really poor pass defense, as we've seen. I'm not necessarily convinced that our passing game is built to take advantage of that. They're a little bit better against the run. And, you know, I think we'll try to do a little bit of that. Here's wrap it off in a nutshell. Night game, Baton Rouge. That, you know, Ed Orgeron said they have 22,000 fans there. I bet you they have 50,000 people in that stadium. It's like we've seen Hell, Alabama Stadium was half full Saturday night. That's all bullshit. This is just this is the point. Here we are, ready to go 3-2 and beat the defending national champions, even though they're having a really down season. This is the point of the season where Will Muschamp takes a hot, steamy shit on the 50-yard line. It's inevitable, and it happens. Give me LSU to cover. I think we lose the game And I think it's by a significant margin. I'm thinking 14 to 17 points. Just calling it like it is. It's inevitable, and it's time for that to happen.
Comrade, tell us why South Carolina is going to win at LSU for the third time in program history.
So last week, I went against the Gamecocks, and they won outright. And I kind of did that in a way to because I really wanted us to win, to not to jinx them. And I thought about just betting against the Gamecocks all year long in this contest and sacrifice winning some games so the Gamecocks can have a good season. But, you know, I have a hard time doing it. I'm kind of torn. The computer doesn't help me. The computer has LSU winning the game 37-30, which is right in the number. So, you know, taking out my bias here, I'm going to go what I would normally do. If this was Michigan State playing Purdue and the spread was 7 and the computer told me the game would be 7, I would always take the underdog with the points. And so I'm going to go ahead and do that. The computer is telling me it's okay to take the Gamecocks. Last week, the computer told me do not take the Gamecocks. I'm going to go ahead and take the Gamecocks plus 7. I don't know what we're going to do. This is a weird game. I don't know if we're going to get LSU with their backs to the wall, wanting to prove, you know, they're not dead, or and getting kick our ass, or if we're going to get LSU team that has just given up all hope. It said 2020 blows dick, and we're done, and the Gamecocks roll over them. I have no clue. I think you'd be able to tell in the first quarter. This is kind of the game. If I was gambling, I'd be in the Vegas sports book and be live betting to kind of watch the first two series, and I'd be able to tell what kind of game we're going to have right now. So I am real. I think by the first quarter, you'll know. You'll know which way LSU is gonna go. And so it'd be a huge win for the Gamecocks, though. Here's a stat for you. LSU was 1-0 this year in 2020. They're 1-0 against teams in the state of South Carolina. I'm sure everybody knew that, okay? And so there's some state pride going on here with Carolina. They can kind of help the state out and show, hey, listen, we can beat LSU in 2020, you know? And so that's something to think about, too. State pride, state flag, okay, for the Gamecocks. So think about it.
By the way, the comrade talks about his computer that went, 114% last week. That's where his computer was.
One week. But look where I am. 59%. 6%, yep. Not bad.
The thing with this game is that LSU's gotten 2 weeks to prepare for South Carolina. We know for a fact that Gamecocks give up big plays. And LSU can line up and they can run the ball if they want to. If it were Miles Brennan back there, South Carolina loses by 4 touchdowns. Just firmly believe that. It's not Miles Brennan, but LSU will still win, and I think they're going to cover. And I think by midway through the third quarter, we'll have a nice video from Carolina Jackpot here on YouTube talking about Will Muschamp. Took a shit on the 50-yard line, just like he said on the Rob Comrade and Kale podcast. I have no faith in South Carolina as far as their defense.
I don't have any reason to be mad because I'm expecting it.
Right, but Kale, you get upset.
I mean, I'll still don't get me wrong. I'll still be pissed.
Yeah,
but I'm not. You know, I'm not going to be like pissed and surprised and shocked. It is happening. I'm going to be like, well, I fucking told you so. I told you so, motherfucker. Did I tell you so? I told you so.
That's big news, though. Jalen Brooks can play this week. Receiver.
Yeah, that's true. You know, that's true. I thought about that, too. So we know that you know, their pass defense is god-awful. So now we've got, you know, another receiver.
The catches, you know,
the bunch there.
They're going to be double teaming Chai Smith all game long, and that secondary gets confused really quick. You can see Dylan Brooks, middle of the field, wide open.
They'll be able to do some stuff with Nick Muse as well.
Yeah, well, I don't see that at all. I don't know where. I just don't see it. I think LSU's had time to prepare. I think their defensive coordinator's going to get it right. Yeah,
and I mean, I think that loss, that Missouri loss, was probably pretty sobering.
Yeah,
I mean, for real. I mean, that's embarrassing.
It is embarrassing, huh? But you know, LSU also self-imposed sanctions today. So maybe all of that in there. Coach O, I think, rallies the room. And
I think that, you know, that opening game loss to Mississippi State was kind of just a shocker and like a what the fuck moment, you know. But then, like, they go out and they lay a turd against Mizzou and they're like, okay, we really suck. So reality set in there, I think, and then they got to do something to spread that. What do you think about Coach Ed O anyway? Do you think he's that good of a head coach? I think he had the right mix of coordinators. The stars all came into alignment. He had this insane amount of talent that assembled in one place at one particular time, and then all those guys are gone and those coordinators are gone and he looks average.
Yeah. Well, maybe one of the lines I've heard, and I'm not saying this is how I feel, but maybe he's like Gene Chizik at Auburn. Gene Chizik had, you know, all those people line up together at one time and everything came together for him. I don't know. I think the jury is still out, but I tell you what,
he got fired from Ole Miss because he sucked. I mean, he didn't have talent there, like, you know, he does there. And then what was it? Southern Cal? He's the coordinator at Southern Cal, and took over the job when they fired Lane Kiffin. They didn't want him. I mean, they didn't want him for their head coach job. So.
Yeah. And you can buy all that. I mean, it's kind of hard for me to say, you know, that the bloom is off the rose after three games of the season when it's like, you know, give the man some more time, for God's sakes. He lost a ton of talent. I mean, he really, really did. His record at LSU is 41-11. That's pretty damn solid. I mean, I'm just saying. Through 52 games, he's 41-11.
You got to think, though, he lost none last year. So, you know, he piled up, 13 victories? Back that season out of there, then what do you got? It's not all that impressive. Okay.
Would you rather have Coach O or Muschamp?
Muschamp.
I don't know.
I wasn't asking the comrade. The comrade's
builder of men. I'm back in the bus, bro. I got back on the Auburn one. Got back on.
I don't know that he's that much better. I'm just saying.
Could Steve Spurrier beat Auburn? No. Couldn't beat Auburn. Muschamp beat Auburn.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? Just saying. I'm just saying. Could Lou Holtz beat Auburn? No.
You're going to show up on Sunday night, right? After LSU beatdown, right, comrade?
I always show up. God damn it! I'll show up when we lose. If we lose by 45 points, I'll show up.
Well, show up because I know that your heart's hurting right now, comrade. You realize that you're
feeling good.
Really
I feel good
shit.
Right now. If we go 3-2, if we're 3-2, because a lot of people have us 3-7 for the year. we're 3-2, you know.
Did I pick 3-7 or 4-6, Mike? Do you remember?
I think you picked 3-7.
Well, you could go 2-8.
I know Matt Thomas went 2-8.
They got three. They went 3-2. If they win Saturday, they're 3-2. They got three more winnable games on that schedule.
Well, hey, my last thing I wanted to give you guys before we left for the show this evening, truly shocked that Dennis Wilson has decided to go up for one more year, but I thought I'd give you a little gift here.
That's just shocking.
Shocking. It's in times of COVID and people not moving stuff around. I mean, that's a big deal.
Yeah, huge.
You know, just saying. It's a big deal. We should be thankful for our sponsors, sir. Your wallet will be thankful when I pick up that check. Their old jackpot. You can buy some foreskin cream.
Oh my lord.
Anyway, but no, my next thing that final thing before we get out of here, ESPN's FPI has come out, and I know you guys don't like the FPI, but I think it's a pretty cool metric. at the beginning of the season, they had South Carolina at 3-7. But the updated FPI from ESPN
8-2.
No, let's not have you at 8-2. The percentages have changed though, because they kind of updated every week. At the beginning of the season, the matchup with LSU, they gave you a 7% chance of winning. Now you're up to, anybody want to take a guess, comrade?
It's what?
I'm gonna say 37%.
Close. 28%. So, according to ESPN's FPI, you have a 4 times better chance of winning this game at LSU. But here's the other thing, and I'm giving you guys a little, spoonful of sugar to make the medicine go down type thing. After that matchup with LSU, according to the FPI, you're going to win your next 3. They've got you at a 52% chance to win over Texas A&M. 56% chance to win over Ole Miss, 72% chance to beat Mizzou. Then after that, they've got you dropping the final 2, 17% to beat Georgia, which, by the way, is up almost 6 times, because they had you at 3%, and then they saw Georgia get pink socked by Alabama.
They're seeing
how shitty Georgia is.
It's not about them. It's about us. They see us. They see the development. They see the offense. Don't paint. It's about us. But guess what they see? They see development. They see boom, building something special. That's what they see.
Okay. Anyway, and then 17% chance to beat Georgia, 42% chance to beat Kentucky. That one's moved up because it was at like 32%.
Can you please highlight Bob Rutherford's comments, please? Please put Bob's comment up there, please.
I don't know if anybody's watching Kentucky, but their offense is fucking abysmal. That was 34 points last week. 14 of that was given to them by the fucking other team. They picked up like 220 yards of total offense. They're not good. It's not. They're not good. It'll be even more terrible by the end of the damn season, second week of December, or whenever the fuck we play them. I swear to God, I despise them about more than I do damn Tennessee.
I don't know why you despise Kentucky so much. I mean, I think I do, because Coach Stoops is a better coach, and they're going to fucking beat you again for the 6th time in 7 games.
We beat them like they stole something last year. I still don't like them anymore.
So let me read Bob's comment real quick. Bob is unbiased. Okay, unbiased. He's not an alum like I am. He's not someone who prays Will Muschamp the Will Muschamp hire and is now trying to defend it like I am. He's just a guy who likes college football, who is observing things. And he says the following: I'm a Bama fan, and I am impressed with South Carolina this year. Beat LSU. That's a football fan. No bias. He's watching football. Informing opinions based on
fuck
play.
Him. I don't ever want to see the motherfucker again.
Thank you, Virtual Kale. Stop with the bullshit. Alabama fans good just comment. Want to see LSU lose.
Good job, Bob. Thanks for joining the show and giving us your opinion. It is valued.
Yeah,
we
value Brandon Coon's opinion anyway. All right, well, anyway, I thought you guys would appreciate that. The FPI, unless Kale's like, fuck the FPI because they don't like they don't think that South Carolina is going to beat Kentucky. According to the FPI, you're going to go 4-6 this year. There you go, Kale. You can't get upset about that. Actually, no, 5-5. They got you going 5-5,
Kale. Kale and I both have 5-5. Kale and I both put it
well,
five,
that's
five
fine, but
sure.
So Kale, you're on board with the FPI now, or you're just like fuck it, right? You don't care about the Kentucky game as long as you go 5-5, you're happy.
No, I want to be filmed.
So, all right, well,
Katusa 93 over on YouTube says South Carolina should be chasing Luke Fickell.
Yes.
Yeah.
we should be chasing him, and I guarantee you he'd damn sure be running, because he could be like, hell no, I'm not fucking going there. Leave him fucking alone. I don't want to go.
PJ Fleck is the right answer, is the correct answer. Or the guy that you could have had before, Sean Elliott. That's technically the best answer.
By the way,
the guy who
you see
knows the area.
Do you see Jameis Williams is running back for Sean Elliott's team now? He had like a 15-yard run the other day last week. We saw that. Jameis Williams, Jam. The 4'3".
Oh, the mighty midget. Yeah, the guy that
he's playing running back. He had like four carries for like, I forgot now, but he had like a 14-yard run. And of course, Gamecock Twitter's like, oh Jesus, I wish we had him. I'm like, I don't think he'd be.
If they are lucky, go there and win the fucking Heisman Trophy.
Hold on, look, I'm going to say this, so and normally, I don't know if the comrade and Kale would agree with me on this, but. He wouldn't see the fucking field at South Carolina at running back. Harris, Zakondre White, Fenwick, all those guys are 500 fucking times better than this guy.
About Marshawn Lloyd, he got hurt, obviously, but still.
Either way, he would be the fucking idiot that would have to bring all those guys donuts.
I don't like to pick on kids. I mean, but
he would be our center.
But he, I don't like to pick on kids. But he was horrible.
Nice.
He was horrible at defensive back, and then it went to safety. Like he was horrible,
dude. And I mean, but the shitty part was that he was 5'6". I'm being realistic here, and they put him out there to try to go against SEC wideouts. They're just look at this little fella. That's so cute. That's great.
He was bad.
Anyway.
Man, I wish him well.
Mr. Football in Georgia?
He was highly recruited, man. He was a highly rated player.
I don't know. He didn't pass the eye test with me.
He would have been good if they should have tried him at returning punts or, some of that special teams.
Like, he makes David Butts look tall, that guy.
Yeah. Mr. Bloodline says, get Petrino some hookers and a new motorcycle, and he'll win for South Carolina.
Mr. Drummond brought Jamias Williams to town in a light limousine.
That's funny. All right, gentlemen.
ABA basketball.
Yeah, that's a good point. By the way, if you're watching this on Facebook, please subscribe to Cale Hall on YouTube. He's at Carolina Jackpot. You guys are over 8,000 subscribers now, Cale. Way to go, buddy.
We are rocking and rolling. It's like 8,300 or something like that.
It's moving up. Moving up. And, of course, the comrade is on Twitter at the Pesky Poll. Lots of good information that he does tweet out. His baseball information is outstanding. His football information, right now, he's Mr. 14%. Because fuck him and his picks. Anyway, I've enjoyed the show this evening, gentlemen. And with that, the show is a wrap.